Harper Audio presents Wait For Me by Caroline Leach, read by Sarah McRae. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. From A Red, Red Rose by Robert Burns, 1759 to 1796. 1. Craigielaw Farm, Aberlady, East Lothian, Scotland, February 8, 1945. Lorna Anderson was ankle-deep in muck and milk, and she was late. Again. She really didn't have time to clean up yet another of Nellie's messes and still make it to school before the bell. Of course, this wasn't the first time that Lorna had somewhere important to be, yet here she was, broom in hand. And to make Lorna's morning complete, her dad was raging at Nellie. "What in the devil's name did you think you were doing, you gleeket girl? Can you not even carry a bucket without dropping the damn thing?" "But Mr. Anderson," began Nellie. Lorna kept her head down and the yard broom moving. She tried to push the dogs away from the reeking, steaming mess, but Cannie and Caddy dodged around her. They were determined to lick the spilled milk from every crevice in the farmyard's cobblestones, savouring this rare treat, and apparently oblivious to the shouting above their heads. "If you'd been concentrating on the matter in hand, lassie," her dad continued, "you wouldn't have all these accidents, particularly when the matter in your hand is a big bucket of my cow's milk." The farmer's bulk cast a threatening shadow over Nellie, so petite even in her thick and unflattering land girl uniform. But Lorna wasn't too worried. Nellie was made of stronger stuff. Right on cue, Nellie trilled cheerily. "Oh, Mr. Randerson, you know what they say about not crying over spilled milk?" Nellie winked at Lorna, who smiled in spite of herself. Since Nellie had been posted to their farm 2 years ago by the Women's Land Army, Lorna had come to love her like the older sister she'd never had, though even Lorna could not deny that Nellie was as clumsy came. Yet Nellie had an unshakable confidence that Lorna's father, and indeed every other man within 50 miles, would be putty in her hands if she flashed him her most dazzling smile. And she was usually right. Nellie picked up the pail and sauntered back into the milking parlour, with Caddy trotting in her wake, the border collie puppy following like a black and white shadow in case of further delicious catastrophes. Caddy's mother, Cannie, gave a soft yelp, but the little dog still disappeared hopefully after Nellie. Lorna's dad shook his head with an exasperated sigh, and Cannie sniffed at his hand, as if to commiserate with him about the youngsters of today. Lorna's dad gave his dog's head a quick pat, then took the yard broom from Lorna and started sweeping ferociously. A screech of brakes made Lorna turn. A truck was pulling into the yard, but it was not one of their regulars from the feed merchant or the dairy. This one was painted an army green, and a dozen men in dark uniforms perched on benches in the flatbed at the back. Lorna's father stopped sweeping and raised his eyes heavenward. "Thank the Lord," he said. "At last, someone to save me from all you women."
"Dad," Lorna said, "who are..."
Some of the men were looking around at the farm buildings. Others stared at the floor. Some looked directly and unnervingly at her. "They've sent a new man to work on the farm," Lorna's dad said, one hand squeezing her shoulder. "But it's nothing to concern you just now. Anyway, don't you have an exam this morning?" Lorna opened her mouth to tell him that calculus could wait. She was almost 18, and when she left school in June, she'd be helping him to run the farm. So he ought to be telling her what this was all about. But before Lorna could say anything, a hugely muscled British soldier climbed down from the truck driver's seat. He had 3 stripes across the straining arm of his uniform. A sergeant, she realised, just like her oldest brother, John Joe. For a moment, Lorna wondered where her elder brother was right then. As her father walked toward the sergeant and the truck, a thick-set man whose head was closely shaven, but whose chin was not called out, he waved at Lorna and said something to her, his voice harsh and guttural. Even if she didn't understand him, she recognised the language from the newsreels, and her heart leaped to her throat. He was speaking German. He called again and some of the others laughed. Suddenly Lorna felt exposed and awkward, and then the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?